Hello. Morning. My name is Katya Williams. I am a senior at Cal also, who has been in focus for the past 4 years, graduating soon. Thanks. How are you doing? I'm doing well. If you've heard any life updates from me within the past 2 years, this may actually be surprising to you, as I've hit my fair share of life snags. There was a death in the family. Two very important couples in my life parted ways. I discovered some mental health issues cropping up, and due to some unforeseen bureaucratic trip-ups, my boyfriend's graduation timeline was pushed in a way that's putting financial stress on his family. I made a best friend who moved back to her home country and is now in an opposite time zone with a busy job. Not to mention a crazy climate situation, a crazy lack of compassion along party lines, and a crazy amount of academic stress. I'll ask again, how are you doing? I'm actually doing well. And not the superficial type of well, the church face well. Not even the well where I focus on what's going good in life to remind myself of the good, which I found to be helpful occasionally, but not always sustainable. It's the type of well that feels so true that when I told Ryan that I was doing well, his surprise surprised me. So here's the story of how I'm doing well. Since the beginning of college, there have been three spaces of my life where I am taught, or if not asked to learn things, then at least to ponder them. The first was the up-and-coming data science undergraduate program at Cal. Built from the hype of the data revolution, data science injected their technical classes with inherent promises that our innovative spirits would be a guiding world-ordering force. Our skills were necessary, our attitudes bright and optimistic, and our agency magnificent. The Global Poverty and Practice program spun a different narrative for its students. They told us that the world was full of well-intentioned people who wanted to eradicate poverty and fight for social justice, but whose mistakes, or more harshly, whose negligence, can cause lasting harm. If we cared about these things, we must develop critical thinking skills, check ourselves, remember past mistakes, and listen when marginalized people speak out, even when it doesn't make sense in the moment. The most important of the GPP lessons to me was to let go of unsustainable hope. For example, hope that I would single-handedly solve poverty, or that my optimism would outlast my doubts. Instead, we were asked to find and hold on to the hope that does sustain us. Both of these were in the context of the third space, my many conversations in focus and at First Press. In the 242 house, we study vocation in relationship to the Bible, and one of the first things we learn is that vocation is not just our jobs, but our whole lives. Through this lens, I approached our readings not just with my job in mind, but my life. What would a driven, cohesive life for God look like that embodied my values and beliefs? Every week in focus, and at weekly house meetings, I would bring this attitude and these questions. What would this conversation, this friendship, this week, what would this trip to Latin America look like if my goal was to embody my faith? What would this song look like, this smile to a stranger, this reaction to something controversial? And my friends, my wonderful focus and First Press friends throughout the years, let me share with them, let me change my mind, let me hold back when I wasn't ready to talk yet, let me contradict myself, let me word vomit, let me bring whoever I was at the moment to our dynamics, and they've loved me for it. Focus and First Press spurred conversations weekly that brought me to harder and harder questions that I would approach with this integrity, and not always because of the questions I was directly asked. Questions about participation in injustice, about compassion for people I can't understand, about the meaning of loss, about disillusionment, and about real hope. So I took the attitude elsewhere. In the world of data science, I bring my critical thinking skills, In the world of global poverty, I bring my optimism about data and progress. And in the world, I bring the me that I've worked so long to develop alongside the Word of God in my church community. It's meant that even when I am small and at my lowest, and many things that I thought were true about myself fall away, that I have trust that the integrity I've brought along these past 4 years, and the integrity that others have shown me in return, is building a true sense of self. That I am sinful, and the world is sinful. That I am loved, that I love the world, and that I do hope in God's perfect vision and ending for humanity. And I am so grateful to have built this up. So how am I? I'm doing very, very well. Thank you.